Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. Today's episode, we ain't talked about sports in about a week. So today's episode is going to be about how the NBA is back and what all you need to know, the standings, my predictions, everything like that. So let's begin. First, I would like to say we're almost at 1,000 plays. This episode should get us over 1,000 plays. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been supporting, who's been following, who's been subscribed, who's been supporting, tweeting, liking, favoring, everything. I think everyone, I ain't gonna cap. It's crazy. No cap. We all know the NBA was the first sport to technically cancel its season because Rudy Gobert got it first on March 11th, I believe. So they'll be, the second or third sport to come back. UFC was the first. They was the trendsetters. But thank God, because I'm sick. I'm crying on the inside not being able to watch basketball. You take stuff for granted when you don't have it no more. But it is back finally, even though it's not on the same scale. No fans, limited media. I'll say the good thing about it, though, is that the players, you can now hear the water player. I'm sure they're going to censor everything out. And probably they might even have it on delay. But the way this is going to have it is probably going to have sensors and things like that. But you can hear the players talking. You can hear the coaches talking. You can hear more trash talk. Not as much as you would like to, but it still be feel a little more immersive. You know, feel weird. I listen to a crowd and having the crowd go crazy, but it's still going to feel a lot more immersive. But here's the quick rundown. There are only going to be 22 teams in Orlando, so that's going to be close to making the playoffs. Hopefully, it still start. It's supposed to start on July 31st, so hopefully that's when it can start. The field is based on teams within 6 games of the AFC in each conference. That includes 13 freaking West Conference teams. They shouldn't even include that many. I'd say it should be the top 11, 10. There ain't no reason to include all 13 of them teams. Most of them teams know they have no chance of even making the playoffs. But I feel like the only reason why they really did that is because they really want to see Zion in the playoffs. Even though I think they were the 9th seed, they still want to see Zion in the playoffs. Because that's not much money that would generate for them. Ricky taking these. Coming back from injury, taking his team to the playoffs. Even though Brandon Ingram been going crazy, Lonzo been going crazy, Drew Holiday been going crazy. Only team that made it for the East was the Washington Wizards, which really have no chance. They're just there. They're probably going to have blow it up after this season. No cap. They're going to hold training camps in their local facility. Then when they go down to Orlando, that's when they're going to hold a hardcore training. So it's going to be interesting. The East, I don't really care. This really should be the perfect time for the NBA to do the no conference thing. Like, this is literally the perfect situation to implement that. Like, yeah, the conferences thing is cool, but it's like, what's the point since now where everyone's gonna be playing Orlando, the playoffs gonna be in Orlando, everything's gonna be in Orlando. So what is the point of having conferences? It's really no point. Even if for money thing, makes you move money, because that means more competitive team. That means the better players are playing against each other. Nobody want to see Washington play. That's the point. If you want to come back, you want to come out. That's why the first game is the Clippers versus Lakers, because they want to make the money. So why would you even have like a Washington or Orlando, like teams like that? Why are we're not even interested in have teams like people want to watch and see? So this is why they should take the top 15 team. Because really, a lot of them teams, most of the teams in the East, nobody really want to see besides Milwaukee, Philly, Boston, Toronto, maybe. Even though Toronto's a very good team, don't get me wrong, a lot of people don't like Toronto. I like Toronto, where they play their defense, their commodity as a team, Toronto. And that's really about it. Like, they're the main team, nobody, because Brooklyn, you got Kyrie and Katie, they both hurt. And really no other teams you really want to see like that. Indiana, nobody want to really see Indiana play. Not no casual fan, they don't really care. The hardcore fan, yeah. Casual fan, they don't care about Indiana. But in the West, you got LA Clippers, you got LA Lakers, you got Houston. You're gonna see what that small ball tandem can do. You got Luka, you got Zion, you got a lot of Portland, they can somehow get into the playoffs. You got a lot of teams that people want to watch, see, and play. Utah, not hardcore fans, yeah, not casual fans. Casual fans only care about Donovan Mitchell. And actually, people might only want to see them just because see how Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert can coexist on the same floor at the same time. Because it was a rumor report that had came out and said Donovan Mitchell, he wasn't fucking with Rudy Gobert like that. So we got to see how that plays out on the court, that team commodity. And a lot of people have injuries. Some people took surgery early. But really, like, no huge name. Like, a couple pieces, like Avery Bradley, Bogdan Bogdanovic. It's a couple people here and there that said they're not going to play. But it's like, it hasn't really been no huge names like LeBron, AD, Kawhi, Paul George, like people like that. James Harden, Russell, none of them players have said they're not going to play yet. So we got to see how that goes. The way the structure is going to be, I mean, it's all right. So those teams will play 8 regular season games to determine playoff seeding. If the 9th seed is within 4 games of an 8th seed in either conference, which is basically what I was saying with the Zion situation, they really want Zion to be in there. Those teams will play in a double elimination tournament for the finals playoff spot. Cause they really want Zion in there. They don't care about the East. This is for Zion. Playoffs would fall in their usual format, you know, 7-game series. Whoever wins, know how that go. They said if it reaches the seventh game, it should reach October 12th. That's a long time. That's crazy. That'd be like a few weeks. The season usually start like a week or two before Christmas. Not before Christmas, but Halloween. So that's like right around the time the season would be starting. So that's crazy. That's the time the season going to be finishing. You know, everything's going to be in Orlando at the Walt Disney World Resort. Limited family and all stuff like that, which is cool. Hopefully the players can stay healthy. They be smart about what's going on. Just please let these players be smart. And the lottery, the first 14 picks, the lottery picks, they're going to take place August 25th. They're trying to push it up, but most likely it'll be around August 25th. Golden State has the best. Please don't let Golden State get this first pick. Because they can get, like, James Wiseman with the first pick, have Clay, Curry, James Wiseman, Draymond, still have, who they got? Andrew Wiggins, and they might even trade Wiggins for somebody else. Who knows what they might do to free up cap space. So they can draft Giannis. So they can sign Giannis. Oh, golly, please don't. The player salaries we don't really care about. So that's basically like a quick rundown. But here are my predictions for my top 3 teams to win the championship in order is the Lakers. And I'm going to say why the Lakers, because LeBron is hungry. LeBron probably is the main person who wants this season to start back because he know his window is closing soon, sadly. And he can't afford to lose a whole nother season, definitely to something like this. So he needs this because ain't no telling if AD is going to resign. Ain't no telling if these players are going to be able to stay together. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. So he needs this season more than he really needs this. It's either him and James Harden need this. Him, James Harden, and the Bucks. I ain't even going to say Giannis. Giannis, the Bucks need this. They need to win because they want Giannis to stay. But that's my main pick to win is the Lakers, just because I know LeBron is going to be hungry. LeBron actually has rest. AD has time to you know what I'm saying, still heal that shoulder up a little bit, them knees a little bit. We're going to have to see what KCP can do, stepping in for Avery Bradley, how much playing time. Is J.R. Smith going to any playing time? Is Deion Waiters going to get any playing time? Is people going to step up? Because you're going to need people to step up. What JaVale going to be able to do? What Dwight going to be able to do? But I believe Lakers going to be the first pick. The second pick, I have to go with the Clippers. And just because they the deepest team, they got the star talent to carry, and they got the bench talent, they got the scores, they got the defense. They're literally set at everything, rebounding, defense. They really have no weaknesses. Only weaknesses is how healthy is everybody going to be? Is Lou going to be healthy? Is Montrez going to be healthy? Is Kawhi going to be fully rested and ready to come in? Is Paul George going to be fully rested? Because he had the greatest season this year, but he had a decent season. So we're going to see how Paul George can play. That's my second pick. They got one of the best defensive ratings this year, best offensive ratings. Got a deep bench. So nobody wants to be able to play them. And my third team, I want to say the Bucks. I don't believe in Eric Bledsoe. I don't believe in Chris Middleton. I don't believe in Brooke Lopez. I don't believe in nobody else on that team besides Giannis. So I can't even say the Bucks. Can't say Houston. It's really like, to be honest, the third pick is really like more of a dark horse pick. Because, of course, them are the two favorites, the Clippers and the Lakers. But you can always have like another Toronto to sneak in there. Philly can finally turn it around. Miami can go crazy. Like, cause nobody, I'm telling you, nobody going to want to play Miami. Teams like Miami, no one going to play Miami out of the East. And I feel like no one wants to play Dallas out of the West just because how high powered that offense is, how much Luka and Kristaps has grown together over the year, how much potential you can see them two having together. Third pick, which might surprise a lot of people, would be Boston Celtics. Just because They have a star talent, Tatum, Brown, and Kimball. They have the defense. They have the good. They can switch. They can play. They got people who can play two, three, four different positions. You can run. They got the defense stopper, Marcus Smart. They got the score, the clutch scorer in Kimball and Jason Tatum. They got a good rotation big man with Tice and Enes Kanter. But they need to go small ball. They can have a lineup where they run Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kimball, and Marcus Smart. They have the small ball ability, the big lineup. They can run Tyson Center, or they need an offensive punch down low. They can run Kanter Center. They can run Robert Williams. They can bring in Greg Williams. They can run. That's what they've been doing, running Greg Williams at center. You know, he's only 6'6". He can play the center. He can't spread the floor like Tice, but he can play the big man. You get bullied by some of the bigger big men, so maybe not against like the Pacers you don't run against. But a lot of the other teams you can run, like Houston, you can play them against Houston. Play them against a lot of different teams. So it just depends on if they can get past Milwaukee or not, Milwaukee or Toronto. But I believe that could be the third horse. I feel like Tatum going to go crazy in the playoffs. Tatum and Brown going to show that they ain't need Kyrie, and they going to go crazy. And Kimba going, he going to get, he being more comfortable. They going to keep working together, and he going to go crazy. So that's my top three picks to win the finals. Last thing but not least, they said the free agency period will occur on October 18th, that's negotiating hours, and Monterian period will go on October 19th and continue all the way through October 23rd. And the season should, not saying it will, it likely will begin on December 1st. So it just depends. I wonder how, when the season is going to end, because that's starting late, because the season, you start in October. So starting in December, that's 2 months later, month and a half later, however they want to do it. That's going to be rough. I want to see how they're going to try to jumble everything together. Whether it's going to be short in season, will they let teams, how they going to have more back-to-backs, like, it just, how they going to have the old schedule. Like, it just depends on, I wonder how that's going to work. But hey, man, say, man, that's the end of the podcast. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Thank you all again for helping me reach 1,000 plays. I might be doing a giveaway soon. Check out my YouTube. So that part where I'm going to do the giveaway on, probably like a $10, $20 giveaway. But hey, man, say, man, that's the end of the podcast. All right.